Welcome to the ULM Forum. I'm Jay Curtis. Two guests in the studio with me. Alberta Green is the Associate Director of Career Connections here at the University of Louisiana at Monroe. And Lisa Miller is the Associate Provost for Enrollment. Welcome, ladies, to the ULM Forum.
Hello, Jay. It's great to be here.
Hello.
Alberta, you're here talking a little bit about National Update Your Resume Month, which at first may sound a little obscure, but is vitally important for professionals these days.
Yes, you are right, Jay. This is the National Update Your Resume Month proclaimed by Career Directors International. They started this in order to boost industry awareness and encourage the public to update their resumes. So often, individuals never think about updating their resume until they're approached by someone who is willing to offer them an awesome job, and all of a sudden, like, we need your resume ASAP, and they have not done it.
And it's something that you feel like, oh, wait, okay, I haven't looked at that in however many years. I'm going to go home and work on it some more.
Exactly, because most people do not change jobs until, like, every 4 to 5 years at the most. So most likely, they have not updated their resume.
So why is it important to be able to have something like that that you can just pull right out of a file or pull right off of a thumb drive and hand to somebody?
You never know what life is going to bring on a day-to-day basis. A perfect example, maybe your company decided to downsize. You had no idea until they called you in the office and they let you know, sorry, we're going to have to downsize and your position will be lost during this transition and we're sorry. And there's nothing they can really offer you. But if you prepared yourself and you had your resume updated, it should be no problem. So you can go ahead and start looking.
So contrast, what's the kind of resume that you would get if you had that meeting and, okay, I'm sorry, you're laid off. What kind of document are you going to end up preparing then versus what would you have if you had done some work on it ahead of time?
Well, if it's unprepared, you know, you may have typos on your resume. It's going to be unorganized and outdated because you never updated it.
And especially if you're trying to get something together last minute, you're more likely to have mistakes or typos, which aren't going to reflect well on you as a prospective employee.
Exactly. So it'll make for a very, very poor document.
So in the how-to, what should somebody be doing? Looking at, okay, maybe, yeah, I probably got to pull that out of the file drawer somewhere or pull that out of the computer and take a look at it. What's the first thing they should start doing?
I always like to tell individuals that the first thing that you should do is to get prepared. Most people, again, have been in their job for a while, so they may not use certain technology that has recently surfaced in the past few years. A USB, a flash drive, people call them sticks. Go ahead and purchase one. The price is around $15 to $20 for a 1 gig. So if you have not utilized that, it's good to go out and purchase one and make it specifically for your resume. So
because
that would be the first thing.
If you're looking at in today's job market, the difference between, oh, okay, let me go get that for you from the house and I'll mail it to you, and the difference between, oh, well, here, look in my briefcase, here's a thumb drive, let me give you a copy of my current resume right now, could be the difference between getting a job and not.
Exactly. That is so, so true. That's why you need that USB so you can instantly email it or send it to the employer. And another thing, what people do not realize, it takes between 1 to 6 weeks for a qualified professional resume writer to produce a resume. And the price is between $300 to $500.
Wow. I never would have thought either that long or that much to be able to have a professionally written sort of resume.
Exactly. So it's good that you go ahead and decide whether or not you're going to do it yourself or if you're going to hire someone. And most people, the school that you graduated from, they have a career center and you can go and ask for help from them.
And as Associate Director of Career Connections, you're certainly in a position to offer that kind of help.
Exactly. At ULM, we're just such a great school. We offer this for free. Because some universities, they do charge, but we do not charge our alumni. We will help them in any way, shape, form, or fashion with their resume writing, interviewing skills, or anything they need help concerning landing a full-time job.
And how does someone get in touch with Career Connections?
They can contact us at 318-342-5338.
So what are some things that people should be looking at when they're, you know, dusting off that resume to look at it and make some changes in it?
Well, the first thing that you want to do, check out and see if you had attended any type of conferences, training seminars, workshops, and also have you added any new types of job skills in the past 5 years that you've been at a job, anything new? You want to make sure that you add all of that, because so many people do so much in their job that they forget about it. It's just, that's what they do. So they never think to write it down or document it.
And because when you're on the job doing it, you're not thinking about selling that to your next prospective employer.
Exactly. Exactly. So you want to make sure that your document is very well organized, because another thing, employers will spend between 25 to 30 seconds viewing your resume.
So that's something that you want to make a good impression quickly. And I've heard that before, you know, when you're teaching new graduates, that sort of thing. But it also applies to anybody in the workforce who's getting a resume out.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. You want to make sure that you make a good impression, like you said, because most companies will go through, especially corporate companies, thousands of resumes. So they only will look at that top block and spend around 20 to 30 seconds on it. That's why you want to make sure that you include your education, your focus statement, your contact information, certification, and training in that top section.
And people who are maybe busy doing the job that they're doing don't think about the concept of, hey, you know, I surpassed a goal, I met a goal. There are some other things that you ought to be keeping records of at your job now that will then go on your resume.
Exactly. That is right. And personal information, I would like to touch on that a little bit. With personal information, make sure that you have your name, not your first, middle, and last. It's always just your first and last name. And also your address. Again, you may not have updated your resume in 5-10 years, and you may have moved 2 to 3 times. So make sure that you have the correct address, your email address, professional. Do not have "Hello, I'm Sally and I can sing at yahoo.com. You don't want right. that. You want it to be professional. And your phone. If you do use a cell phone, make sure you have good coverage and it's not going to drop a call. And with that phone, check out your voice message, because a lot of people like to lead in with music, a nice little romantic song, or don't do it. Just don't do it.
What's the line between professional and personal?
Exactly. And the most important thing, do not include your current work information in your personal section. A lot of people would like to put their work phone number and email. That's a no-no. Do not do it.
Just because you certainly don't want prospective employers contacting you where you're working now.
Exactly.
I'm talking with Alberta Green. She's the Associate Director of Career Connections here at the University of Louisiana at Monroe. We're talking a little bit about National Update Your Resume Month. What are some final do's and don'ts that you would give someone who's looking at, okay, yes, maybe it is time to update that resume?
All right. Do's and don'ts. Do use resume paper, white or off-white. Do not turn in photocopies, only originals. Do include a proper cover letter with your resume, which is a short intro, including the position you are applying for, your skills and qualifications, and experiences that you possess. It should not be longer than a half a page.
So very quick, very to the point. Again, 25 or 30 seconds that somebody's going to be looking at it.
Yes.
National Update Your Resume Month, the month of September. Also joining us in the studio, Lisa Miller is the Associate Provost for Enrollment. And we wanted to talk a little bit today about what's going to be going on with the implementation of the Grad Act, the Louisiana Grad Act. A number of things, especially dealing with admissions criteria.
Exactly. The Grad Act was actually a part of the plan for this, the agreement to allow institutions to have autonomy in regards to their tuition and fees. And so the board after, this actually was a result of the Tucker Commission or the PERC group. And what they said was, if this is what you want, then we're going to tie some contingencies to this option for the universities. And so one of the things they're looking at is, of course, a focus on retention and graduation rates, the number of students who actually complete their degree, which is a major shift from looking at total headcount enrollment. And so, you know, there have been lots of changes in the world of enrollment and where we're going in the state. You'll see a lot of enrollments have shifts in terms of redirecting students to the community college. We're so fortunate in this area now to have a community college to serve a population of students here that we haven't had in the past. One of the things that's very exciting and should be very exciting for our students out there is the Board of Regents has worked very steadfastly this past year to design a transfer degree. If a student enters a community college and they complete the transfer associate degree, which allows them to focus in five concentration areas dependent on their interest, then that degree is transferable to any four-year public institution and will basically designate that student has completed the core curriculum for any degree program. So they're basically entering as a junior without any question about what courses are going to transfer, how many classes will I have to go back and take, and so on and so forth. Of course, there'll be some exceptions to some programs that, because of accreditation, require some additional coursework. But the goal of this plan is to make it as transparent as possible for the student. Not only will we at the institution level be required to have all this information on our websites, so will the board have a general website so students can look, where can I take my transfer degree and transfer to that's going to have a program that matches what I've completed thus far. And so, you know, the transfer process can be a challenging process for students. We see students attending multiple institutions, and those students have to send back to us official documentation for us to be able to admit them. And so they're dependent on that institution's timeliness of reporting that to us and so forth. So, you know, with this, the electronic transferal of transcripts has become an important issue that the institutions are looking at, of course, to condense the time for a student to make this process.
Well, and what are some of the advantages of having the statewide transfer associate degrees? Well, really in addition to the 2+2 agreements, because the universities and both the universities and the community colleges have devoted a lot of resources toward hammering out those 2+2. What is this likely to help with that?
I think for many students, when they're entering college, we all know that the average time a student changes their major is 3 times. And so when you enter into a 2+2 agreement, you're doing that right at the start of your degree program. This transfer degree is more general. You can focus on the humanities or the biological sciences. And so while you might not know exactly what it is, you can have that general idea and still stay on track to complete those 59 core credits that'll transfer to the four-year institution.
Lisa Miller is the Associate Provost for Enrollment here at the University of Louisiana at Monroe, and we look forward to seeing how the Louisiana Grad Act continues to be implemented as the weeks and months go on. Also, Associate Director of Career Connections, Alberta Green, is here. Alberta, any final tips and tricks that you might want to mention for people looking to update their resume this month?
Yes, social media. Social media is very prevalent in today's society. So 3 main social medias are Facebook, LinkedIn, and Twitter. They can work for you or against you, so make sure you clean them up and you make sure that they are very professional, because your employers do want to get to know about you.
And one place that you can go for some more information on updating your resume, where people can find out some more?
You can go to our website, www.ulm.edu/career-connections. And you can look at our tips, resources, and attire link.
And that one's going to give you more information about resumes and
resume writing, interviewing skills, mock interviews, and we also have interview stream on our website.
Alberta Green, thank you so much for being here today.
Thank you.
Alberta Green is the Associate Director of Career Connections here at the University of Louisiana at Monroe. You've been listening to the ULM Forum. Comments or questions about the show can be emailed to woodard@ulm.edu or send them to ULM Forum, care of KEDM Public Radio, 250 Stubbs Hall, 401 Bayou Drive, Monroe, Louisiana, 71209. Podcasts of the ULM Forum are available online at kedm.org in the listening room.